listening to Wrestling Goons Radio, the podcast for the IWC, from the IWC. My name is Anthony Hammett, and I have with me Mark Pitts and Daniel Tanner, and today we're going to get into the Divas Revolution and the controversy that happened on Monday Night Raw in Brooklyn this past week, the fallout from it, and what we think can be done differently. I want to get into this by saying hello to everybody. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing good. Ready to talk about this subject, though.
It's been the hot topic of the week, that's for sure already. That's why we're here. Dan, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. I'm ready to rant and rave.
So Monday night, we had the controversy of... we've been having these factions of women, three different groups, PCV, Paige, Charlotte, and Becky. And we had Team Bad with Naomi, Tamina, and Sasha. And we had the third team of the Bellas, the Nikki and Brie Bella and Alicia Fox. Now, the controversy would be the Brooklyn crowd that turned on this match. They were chanting a bunch of random things to the wrestlers. They gave them a "this is boring" chant, and they did the wave, and Paige and the Bellas didn't take it well. They went to social media and lashed out. Meanwhile, Charlotte and Becky took it as, you know, the way they should. They were like, well, you know, it's not going to affect us, and we're going to keep doing what we do. This has been a great thing, the Divas Revolution. It started back a while. We were there in Atlanta when it happened. Mark, the Divas Revolution, I know it was necessary because as much as we're complaining about women now, they really didn't have a role that was prominent until that for the longest time, probably since the Attitude Era, and even that was about sex symbols. So what's your thoughts on everything that's been going on right now?
Okay, so first off, the Divas Revolution, although I would love to take credit for it in the Atlanta crowd with Stephanie McMahon bringing the three new divas up, that was not the Divas Revolution nor the beginning of the Divas Revolution. The Divas Revolution started way back at the very beginning of NXT when we had a women's tournament for the women's title because they can wrestle. That group of women that first put on that show for the tournament, that is when the Divas Revolution first started. They had 15-minute matches. They had an entire tournament filled with women wrestlers, including the Baileys and the Pages and everyone else that we see, except for, I think, Becky Lynch wasn't there because she came way much later. So that's when the Divas Revolution started. And as far as the Brooklyn crowd and everything, I kind of agree with what Nikki said and what Paige said, because these are the same fans that sit there and trended Divas Revolution for so long. And this, regardless of how the match went and whatnot, it's still better than what we had been getting. Like, it was a 14-minute match. So, I mean, yeah, they didn't like it that Sasha wasn't in it. Okay, well, if this was 2 months ago, Sasha wouldn't have been in it either. Neither would Becky, neither would Charlotte. So, I mean, technically, they can all sit on it. That's my 2 cents.
Wow, pretty hardcore. I know Dan has some pretty harsh feeling, too, as well, about Sasha. Dan, I'll let you go ahead and start that. We'll go back into some other stuff later. But go ahead and tell everybody your problem with what has been happening with Sasha Banks.
So, all right. This past Monday Night Raw, the whole Divas Revolution and with the whole SummerSlam, that's cool and all, but it's losing some steam to me, in my opinion. The ideal of it is that if you're going to have a revolution in some sort of capacity with these new women that has been brought up, include them all. Sasha was not there, and people were pissed off. I was pissed off. You don't book your top, in my opinion, and a lot of people feel like Sasha Banks is the best worker in the company or in all of wrestling. That's arguable. But right now, I think she's the best Divas worker in the company and you don't have her on there, and the whole 2 minute of having her team get eliminated on at SummerSlam just makes this whole thing just irrelevant. The crowd crapped on the match, and you know what? I could say they were disrespectful though, but it was well deserved, because guess what? You guys didn't book who they wanted, and that was Sasha Banks. And Sasha Banks is totally over. She's probably the most over diva on your roster. And no one wants to see the Bellas anymore. No, everybody's getting tired of the Bellas. You know? I'm tired of the Bellas. I sit up here and say, oh, Nikki and Brie can't wrestle, whatever. It's not about that. We're getting tired of being force-fed the Bella Twins, and you're not really showcasing this whole revolution. I'm actually tired of the whole revolution, to be honest with you right now, because it's fulfilled its purpose like one too many times. We see the same thing, and now I'm really excited to see how they really are individually, especially Sasha Banks. And the thing that also pissed me off about not having Sasha Banks this past Monday Night Raw probably has something to do with Kevin Dunn, our most hated guy in the business.
Hashtag fire Kevin Dunn.
Yeah, because she doesn't have that quote-unquote divas look, or maybe because she's black or whatever. But again, this is like a Daniel Bryan situation where you don't have him in the Royal Rumble. You need to book Sasha Banks in all of your shows, all of them.
I'm going to go with this. I'm going to preface this by saying that the moment they let out a chant like that, even if she's not scripting in that segment, you have her do a run-in right there. You have her interrupt the match and just, she's going to call it in here. Because the crowd wanted to see her, so you give that to them. I agree with you there, Dan. And I also agree that the crowd had a right to crap on it. Now, do I think it was disrespectful? Yes. And I am the guy that on this very episode, time and time again, says that the crowd doesn't need to be disrespectful to wrestlers, and they need to respect what's going on in the ring. But when we call it a Divas Revolution, I don't think they realize what the definition of a revolution is. See, a revolution means to progress. It means to get somewhere, to do something bigger. We get the same thing, and I think that's why the crowd crapped on it. Now, yeah, they want to see Sasha, but they're also tired of seeing these teams, man. Like, a revolution means give me these one-on-one views, break these teams up into some one-on-ones. Like, give me something, and I think that's why the crowd turned on it. Now, I know Mark said they didn't have a right to, so Mark, tell us, me and Dan, why we might be overreacting a little here.
What was the date of the quote-unquote beginning of the Divas Revolution? What, like a month ago? Like, maybe...
I mean, if we want to go all the way back, the Divas Revolution technically started when AJ got it trending. Or the week after that, Payne got it trending.
Or even, well, yeah, that too. I would say when AJ had that one epic sort of Divas pipe bomb speech where no one could lace her shoes, and she pretty much was challenging everyone to step their game up.
I don't feel like that was a Divas Revolution as much as it was an AJ pipe bomb.
Well,
okay,
go ahead.
So was Charlotte, Becky, and Sasha in? And then?
No, they were not.
Okay, no, they weren't. So you can't take this all the way back talking about how we want Sasha when you've only seen her for a month.
But when they want her, they want her. So if I'm in the crowd, okay, take this for instance. The Rock, right? How mad are we at The Rock when The Rock doesn't show up?
How mad are we?
Yeah, we hold it against him, right?
Yeah, I get pissed off, and I'm like, I hate The Rock.
And you're paying your money, and you wanted to see The Rock. There are people there that wanted to see Sasha Banks. They didn't see Sasha Banks, so they were mad. So I can't be mad at them for that.
And if you see...
Was she advertised?
It doesn't matter. The Divas are having a match. You know she's there.
The whole thing
So you give the fans what they want on Monday Night Raw and don't make them wait in anticipation for a $300 ticket at some other event?
What, so Sasha Banks is a part-time worker now?
No, but I don't give them the end game. Give them the end game.
I disagree. I think, like I said, I think you do a run-in there or something. Because the crowd, yeah, man, wrestling is such a weird business, because I think Mark's right. Like, a lot of times in their business, it makes more money for them to give us what we don't want. Because that way, when they give us what we do want, it seems like a bigger payoff. I don't think that's smart to do right now in the Divas Revolution, though. You should be giving us what we want with the women.
And what we want is Sasha Banks. If anybody who's seen TakeOver in Brooklyn this past Saturday night, you will see or have seen that match between Sasha Banks and Bayley was a match of the year candidate. And you know what? Being a type of person who's at one time, when it comes to wrestling years ago, I was a bit chauvinistic. You know, I didn't care about women's wrestling, but I care about women wrestling now. And that says a lot. You know, we want Sasha Banks. She's like really, really over. She could be that Daniel Bryan that if we don't see her, we're going to pretty much riot. And here's the thing. Months ago, when we started talking about Divas and NXT or whatever, we was talking about who could probably be the ones with the championship. Most of us said probably Charlotte. But we don't care about Charlotte anymore. You know why? Because they keep on force-feeding us Charlotte and her stupid, I'm sorry, but it's her stupid little legacy thing, that the fact that she has a father who is Nature Boy Ric Flair, that's great and all, whatever.
Hold on then. Now, I mean, she is the most athletic diva by far. She's the most flexible. She's on the cover of Tap Out, and I don't think that's all because of her last name. I think that's a little unfair.
Did you see her at Monday?
Yes, that's the only way you can market her is through her father.
I mean, of course that's the only way, but I don't think that makes her I don't think that's the only reason she's getting the push she's getting. I think it helps, but I don't think it's the only reason.
Do you think she deserves a push over Sasha Banks right now?
I think she's just as good as Sasha Banks, yes.
No, sir. She got flustered. Like, her and Becky might not have said anything on Twitter. They sucked it up in the ring once the crowd got to them. They haven't seen 30,000 people totally against them. The only person that actually stepped up on their team, and you could see it in the drop kicks that they first tried on Brie, that they both missed her completely. And then the second running drop kicks, they got flustered with that crowd.
Yeah, they did. They were shook. There's no doubt about that. And they got a long way to go as far as being there. Now, Sasha doesn't have to worry about that, though, because the crowd wasn't going to turn on Sasha like they did there. If Sasha's in that match, they're not doing what they're doing. Right?
Just because the crowd respected the heck out of that match that happened that weekend. And, you know, they wanted to see her. I mean,
okay,
it gets to the point now, this whole Divas Revolution, the storyline sucked because it's supposed to be about the NXT women mostly. And of course, I know that Paige has started this whole thing with the whole storyline, though, but this whole thing is bigger than Paige, I feel like.
No, I mean, it's supposed to be bigger. It's supposed to make all the women get there. My problem is that I don't feel like it's here's my problem, and this is what's going to proceed in the next topic. I think we all know that this team stuff started as a way to elevate the Divas, but the main reason was so Nikki Bella didn't have to defend her title and she could be protected. She's 3 weeks in one day, as she told us on the Raw, from being there. And this is a, you know what, I'm just going to say it. This is a John Cena power move here. And I think that if anything is hurting the Divas Revolution, because I think Nikki is a heck of a worker, I just feel like they're protecting her with the storyline, with the teams, and I feel like that if you're going to protect her, you should at least do it with interference and have the person go up for the title, you know, and get screwed out of it. There's other ways to do it other than this team crap. I feel like that's why they're bored with it, honestly.
I agree with you.
Okay.
Okay, so can I tell you why she's not going to break that title? Because she said 3 weeks and one day. 3 weeks from then puts you at Monday Night Raw, and I can guarantee you that title changes one day before she breaks AJ's record.
Probably going to be AJ when AJ comes up.
I think the fact is that they're going to have Paige, Charlotte, and Becky take a crack at it, and one of them could possibly end up being the champion. But again, I would be against that. I mean, it'd be great because, you know, the title's off of Nikki Bella, though. But like I said before. I even said it last week.
All right, now here's where I think you might be off. Because if Mark's right about a cash in, or about a title change, right? Now let's think about it for a minute. If they're not giving a Sasha and they hear in the crowd and they know, Sasha dropping that title at Takeover can very well mean her winning that title off Nikki.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. Anthony knows.
And I said last week that if Sasha would have kept her title, that it should be title for title against Bella, Nikki Bella. So, I mean, I'm for the whole Sasha Banks win the Divas Championship belt. Everyone else seems to be it.
And while I agree, like, while I can see, like I said, I understand Mark's agreeing with him about the strategy, I still don't think you have to keep her out of that Brooklyn show. I know. But we're going to go, what I want to talk about is with the Bella talking about and being upset at the crowd for chanting things, like Dan said, there was a time when we didn't chant anything or we went to the bathroom or we didn't care about the Divas match, or it was at a time maybe 10 years ago when Trish Stratus was on her knees barking like a dog in the middle of the ring eating dog food. I mean, they've never given us anything to make women mean anything until now. I mean, we had the occasional one, guys, like Medusa back in the day. Medusa made me believe she could work with any man, and I would watch Medusa in a match. The problem was, unless Medusa was wrestling somebody from Japan, you knew it was going to be a crap fest. Where do you think that do the Divas have a right to be upset considering how far that wrestling has come? I'll start with you, Dan.
I want to say, yeah, they did, but at the same time, no, because fans know what they want. If you don't give them what they want, then they're going to complain and they're going to crap on you. And I'm sorry that it happened to Charlotte and Becky Lynch. But I mean, at the same time, you should be kind of happy now that, you know, like you said before, 15, 20 years ago from Medusa, how wrestling was back then, like 20, maybe 30 years ago, women's wrestling was almost unheard of. It was there, though, but no one really paid attention to it. And then when it got really like popular in a way, it was more so of a beauty contest during that whole, what was it, the Attitude Era. It was basically women who look good that just basically rolling around pulling each other's hair.
Kevin Dunn theory, that's what it is.
Yeah, so now I can respect women wrestling now. I just don't like this storyline anymore because it's quickly fading and they keep force-feeding us this crap that's pretty much overkill. I mean, how many times are you going to keep on facing each other? What's the payoff in all this whole feud?
I'm with you on that, and I'll get into that here in our next segment. Mark, considering how far wrestling has come and the women's wrestling going all the way back, are you satisfied with where we're at now? And that's where I'll say where we're going for the end of the show.
Okay, so yes, the women have a right to be ticked off at the crowd, like 100%. This group of women, Nikki Bella included, is better at wrestling than a group of women that they have ever had, WWE, point blank, period.
I think Lena would digress.
Then, okay, so they've had Lita and Trish at one time. We have Sasha Banks. We have Charlotte Flair. We have Becky Lynch, Paige, Natalya, Nikki Bella, Alicia Fox. Should I continue with Bayley and Alexa Bliss? And
the depth is great. I was just saying that Lena would definitely hold her own with all of them.
Like I said, they have the most like deep wrestling locker room of divas that they have ever had.
Any promotion has ever had. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I agree with that.
I feel like they need a show on the WWE Network. I really do. Now, I understand that for money reasons, they can't pull that off, and travel reasons, etc. But, yeah, they got enough women to do an hour show every week. They do.
Here's the thing, too. If you want women's wrestling also to be more respected, you have to pull the title off of Nikki Bella. No one really likes Nikki Bella.
I disagree. I disagree with that. I'll tell you why. That's from the exact thing you said. Nobody likes her. So you put that title on somebody, and when they lose it, it means so much more, which is why when Mark said 3 weeks and 1 day, that 1 day is going to mean before Monday Night Raw. They're not going to say something like that and have her start bragging this early unless she's going to lose it. You know what I mean?
You know, it's not even about her breaking AJ Lee's record anymore. It's about the representation that she's holding around her waist.
Well, I mean that part. Like, now that she's been that champ that long, I don't want her to lose it until that night, because now this long, that's like, you know, blowing the end of the story one chapter too early. Like, now they got to ride it out. Now we got to have her as the champ.
So, back to the point about the Brooklyn crowd and the girls or the women being mad at them. So, let's just say that y'all's favorite person, Kevin Dunn, he's like, oh, wow, look, we gave them a revolution and stuff, and these three women over here can wrestle really well, and they've put on 2 15-minute matches in a row, and they just crapped on it. Hey, Vince, let's go back to models. If that happens, you're damn right I'd be pissed off if I was a woman that has perfected her craft into the point where she's an amazing athlete. Yeah, I'd be pissed.
Hashtag Mark Kevin Dunn, and we don't have to worry about that. So.
Yeah, like if that's the case and that theory is what's going on, then I'm so totally behind firing Kevin Dunn, because it's unfair for great talent like that to be held back just because you don't have a certain look.
I don't know if they're being held back. Like we said, considering where women's wrestling was hell a year ago, all you had was Paige and AJ. In the same story, that's why Nikki had to get involved, because they had nobody else. And then AJ went away, and so you have no heel to play that role. Nikki has been the champ for a year by default. So,
and I've said before in the past on the podcast that you have divas that can step up, but you're not utilizing them, such as Naomi and Natty. They haven't been using them.
Who's going to be hated more than John Cena's girlfriend? And the model who was handed everything that she didn't earn, quote, end quote.
I don't know.
Nobody.
Because Naomi fumbled her heel turn.
Bad. And no pun intended. No pun intended.
That's not even her fault. She's just states.
Those promos weren't her fault?
Look, they should have never put her heel. They should have never put her in a position. I feel like in some sort of way, in a conspiracy sense, that the powers that be in the back have pretty much ruined Naomi in a way of ever getting a chance at the Divas title. And she deserved it like a year or two ago. There was a point where she should have been at WrestleMania for the Divas title and won it.
You know where Naomi's money is made?
Where?
With the Usos. That's where her money was made.
But she's more talented than the Usos.
But this is a business where... Why would she want to take those bumps if she don't have to? That's what I don't understand with like that. Like, if they want to like get the most out of what they're going to do, they should use managers more. Like, it's not an insult to be a manager. And
why does she have to be a manager?
Why can she not be? Because her husband is on the show. And it's a way to utilize her as a heel.
It's like, in a sense... The way that how you put it, and I could be interpreting it wrong, you're still holding her back, and I feel like...
No, I'm trying to get her on. I'm trying to get her on the show, because I agree with you. I feel like in this little 9-team thing, with the fact that they lost in 2 minutes, and you didn't see them on Raw at all, she's going to go invisible out of the spot. She's not going to have a role at all.
And that sucks, though. And the thing is, it's like, if this whole thing's Kevin Dunn's situation, then... I think it's more so have to do with, instead of the look, it's the fact that they're black women. That's the whole thing, and you're holding them back.
Well, okay, so because 2/3 of that group can't get over and can't get it done as a heel, and you have Sasha Banks by herself running that group, that's Kevin Dunn's fault?
And maybe where they're going. Like, maybe that's why they lost in 2 minutes, because it's going to go to where Sasha goes, I can't believe I'm associated with a bunch of losers, blah, blah, blah.
And here's the thing. Naomi doesn't need Tamina. Tamina needs Naomi, if anything.
Absolutely.
So Naomi could be okay by herself. They're just not letting her be by herself and letting her shine.
Well, the problem is that, like Mark said, when you get your chance to shine, you gotta deliver. And I'm sorry, but her promos are not on par with Charlotte and Paige, and she's not there when it comes
Nikki
to
promos. Bella, the Bella twins suck at their
Nikki
promos.
Nikki Bella does not suck at promos.
Nikki Bella is amazing at a heel
Nikki
promo.
Nikki Bella is a great heel, Dan. Come on.
Oh, man. I don't know. This is just... I don't know what to say.
The fact that you don't like Nikki Bella proves why she's a heel. Like, that's what... You're not supposed to like her.
And it's not that I just don't like her or whatever. It's just that I feel like this is just me. I feel like she's getting this opportunity because of who she's with in the company.
Yes.
And you can't overlook that.
Well, I think it helps. But at the same time, we've all acknowledged how much her in-ring work has improved over the last year. So it's not like she's taking that role and not putting in the work behind it.
All right, let me put you guys on the spot for a second. Mark, I'm going to ask you this first. Top five diva wrestler right now. Who is it?
Okay, top five all together, like total package?
Yes.
Okay, so at the current moment, I would have Sasha Banks, number one. Number two, I would have to say, would probably be Paige. Number three, I would probably say Bayley, because Bayley can get the hell over with her gimmick, especially. Number four.
Wait, can we count Bayley though? Because Bayley's not there yet.
No, let's okay. Count Bayley. Let's count the NXT women too.
Okay. All right. Number four would be Nikki. And number five would be Emma.
Wow.
You're
yeah,
top five.
I'm coming different because I agree. Because if we're going over, like, potential, nobody's going to be a bigger face than Bayley in the company for a woman ever. Like, that hugger gimmick and the wacky waving inflatable arm tomb man, like, that's going to get her over for a long time. So if we're going that route.
I thought we were going with as they are, like, total package.
I mean,
yeah, the whole total package working.
Okay, because I will say this, like, as good as that giving his, I don't like Bayley promos, like, at all. I don't think Bayley's good at promos, so I'm not going to put her in my top five now for that reason. I'm going to go Sasha 1, same thing, Paige 2. I'm going to go Charlotte 3, because I think Charlotte has way, way more than y'all do, apparently. Becky is... just as good of a worker as Sasha and Charlotte. Promos are way, way off. But I'm going to put her at four because of her in-ring work. And like Mark said, Nikki's heel promos are great. I like her in-ring work. So Nikki is number five for me right now.
So Nikki is basically, she's in your top five, but more so on the end of it in a way.
And I think Nikki knows that. Like Nikki knows that these women are better workers than her. She's not dumb to that. If she's trying to get these women over, that's why she's had no problem losing to them night after night on Raw.
I don't think Nikki really needs to get these girls or women over, rather. I think they need to help her get over.
No, here's why she helps them get over. The crowd wants her to lose. So them meeting each other, that's fine and dandy. They're like, oh, look at that great match. But when they meet Nikki and Bella, they give the crowd a reason to get happy inside.
Especially since, like you said, we feel like she's only getting that spot just because of who she's dating and the rub that she's getting from the brass because of who she's dating. What more reason for the IWC and the majority of wrestling fans that chants Cena sucks to hate on Nikki Bella? But I mean, like Anthony said, she has put in the work to keep it.
And Nikki's kind of like stuck right now, because if Nikki really wanted to get over like hardcore heel, she can go out there to that crowd that's booing them and she can be like, well, yeah, you know what? My husband, my boy John, But she can't do that because John Cena is a face. So that kind of leaves her in a rock and a hard place. She can't use that hint that the IWC gives her about John Cena because John Cena can't be talked bad about on live TV. So he can
be talked about a lot on live TV when he's facing someone.
You can't have the other person using him to get her heel heat in support of her. Because then that makes him look bad. Having his opponent slander him is Wrestling 101.
I feel like her being champion this long and her trying to be like that face of this Divas situation division is still making him look bad, because when you hear rumors about the reason why she's the champion for this long, it makes me like dislike him. I mean, it's one thing we already dislike him, his character or whatever. I mean, we could say John Cena's a great guy, but when you start saying, hearing things like, oh yeah, Nikki was supposed to lose the belt, but John Cena didn't want her to, it makes it like, man, you're a douchebag, dude. Like, come on, really? You're trying to help the business out?
Look, man.
Okay,
if
so...
If Bella is at home and she's crying to John about she don't know what her job security, he's a man, dude. He did what his girl told him to do, and you can't be mad at that dude.
Hey, let me tell you something.
Not only that, Dave Meltzer even said that he hasn't heard that rumor from backstage at all.
Oh, but I do believe it, though.
I'm saying that is a rumor, though.
Okay, but even that, the common fan is who Nikki Bella would be addressing to the WWE universe. 9/10 out of wrestling fans that show up at an event haven't heard that rumor. It's us. It's the IWC that's heard that rumor.
But, Mark, I'm going to go with you. Do you kind of agree with me about Nikki being stuck, though, by not being able to use that John Cena rub?
Oh, yeah, because, it would be so simple. If John Cena was heel at the time and, like, playing buddy-buddy with the Authority or something like that, some sort of role or capacity, then all Nikki would have to say is, yeah, well, you may hate me, but my husband makes sure I'm always the champ. And that would be over, like, completely.
Hey, you know what I would say? I would say, first of all, Nikki, he's not your husband. He probably doesn't even want to marry you. He doesn't even want to have kids with you. You know what? He's John Cena. You know what? Those times that, you know, you wait at home waiting for him, he's probably out messing around with some other females.
Whoa! Whoa!
We can't say that. This is not like wrestling.
Look, let's get real. John Cena can be a dog sometimes. I mean, have you heard his interviews on the Howard Stern show before?
No, John Cena is a heel in everything but WWE.
Exactly.
John Cena is a heel in life.
Exactly. That's one part I can say that I can respect him about, that when he's a dog, he's a dog. He's real about it.
Yeah, but at the same time, it don't hurt his Make-A-Wish numbers, so.
That's good. No, never mind. I am not going to say anything. No. Nope.
No, you're not. Okay.
The kids don't know any better. They don't know that Johnson is a dog. Okay? They don't know he's a dog.
Because they're casual wrestling fans, sir.
All they know is hustle, loyalty, and respect, man. Oh, man.
It's just like the kid. Never mind. You know what? I'm not going to even touch on Santa Claus.
We're not, actually. That's a good time to get ready to move on. Mark, I'll let you go with your final thoughts on the controversy. And now we're going to wrap it up with how. Where do we go from here? Where do you see this going in the next month or two?
Okay, I just want to start off by saying the IWC in particular has the attention span of a goldfish. Like, you can't stay with a storyline for longer than a month if you don't get your end game in that month. Like, whoa. Like, I feel for the writers, to be honest with you. They may should go back to that 2-week booking cycle that they had.
No, don't listen to this, please.
Well, I mean, y'all crapping on a 1-month storyline so far is kind of the point of it. But give it some more time. I can just about guarantee you Nikki Bella is not keeping that title for 3 weeks and one day. It was very specific, that extra day, so that someone could take it off of her on Raw and she doesn't beat the record. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say that it probably will be Sasha Banks. I think that they're actually going to go with a route of, well, Nikki's putting her title up on the line. I'm the best one out of this group. And then one person gets inserted, and I think that'll be Sasha from Team Bad. And it might even be Charlotte from Team PCB against Nikki Bella for the title. And just give it some more time. Just calm down.
I feel like before we have any title thing that we have to end the teams, because if I'm PCB and Paige hit the title shot, if I'm Charlotte and Becky, I'm going, what the hell? What makes her better than me? Like, you gotta have these teams have dissension in them. And I feel like on Monday night, they had the perfect opportunity to do that with Miz TV, and instead, they all did the little pinky hug thing that the crap they do.
It's a slow burn, sir.
No,
it's a slow burn.
No,
you don't get the payoff right away.
No, throw kerosene on it and burn it to the ground.
Did anybody like that whole curtain call thing at TakeOver?
I loved it. I loved it. I was emotional. I shed a tear. Can't even lie. Because I know what those women had went through, and I know that they realized at that moment that women's wrestling was on the map. And yeah, I had no problem with that curtain call.
Yeah. I guess I'll do my final thought. So Sasha Banks is your Daniel Bryan. You need to insert her in everything possible. As long as she's healthy, insert her in it. The worst thing that could happen with Nikki Bella and this whole Divas Championship thing is if she loses to her sister, and now we have Nikki Bella being the champion, though.
Brie Bella.
Brie Bella. So Sasha Banks, it's number one. She's your best. She's the best, top five best worker in the company. Like, seriously.
I'm going to laugh my tail off if Brie winds up being the champion for a year. That's going to be a good way to stick it to all of us. Everyone in the IWC, they'll be like, ha, take that.
And you know what? That's when women's wrestling will get less respect if that happens. That's just my opinion about that. But like Mark said before, I guess we have to wait and see how this storyline plays out. But it's been playing out the same thing every week.
Not only that, and Mark's right about another thing about short-term memory. We can hang a story all we want to, and we can crap on it. But they're going to tell the next chapter anyway, and we're going to watch the next chapter. And eventually, they're going to get to a chapter that we like. So, and there's going to be a bunch of ones that we don't until they do. That's my thoughts on it. That'll be it for the controversy of the Demons. We hope we addressed a little bit more for it for you, cleared up some things. Don't panic too much, according to Mark. It's going to play itself out. At the same time, I feel like you do have a right to voice your opinion if you're paying your money. So, you choose what you want to do at your own discretion, but we do encourage you. Please respect the performers. They're only doing their job and what they're told to do. If you're going to be mad at anybody, hashtag Fire Kevin Dunn. We want to thank all of our listeners on Max Sports Channels and Power Station FM. You can listen to us on our blogger at www.wrestlinggoonsradio.blogspot.com. There you'll be able to find all of our social media links, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, Google Plus, and whatever else we add in the next couple of weeks. For Mark Pitts, for Anthony Hammett, and for Dan Tanner, listen to the podcast for the IWC, from the IWC. We'll see you.